The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 3, A Tool for Evangelism. Speech for Witnessing. God has given us the gift of speech that we may recite to others His dealing with us, that His love and compassion may touch other hearts, and that praise may arise from other souls also, to Him who has called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. The Lord has said, "Ye are my witnesses." But all who are called to be witnesses for Christ must learn of Him, that they may be efficient witnesses. As children of the heavenly King, they should educate themselves to bear testimony in a clear, distinct voice, and in such a manner that no one may receive the impression that they are reluctant to tell of the mercies of the Lord. Communication of the Truth. The gospel of Christ is to be proclaimed by the voice. With the talent of speech, we are to communicate the truth as we have opportunity. It should ever be used in God's service. Correct language and cultivated voices. Oh, that all might search diligently to know what is truth, to study earnestly that they might have correct language and cultivated voices, that they might present the truth in all its elevated and ennobling beauty. A channel for the knowledge of God. The faculty of speech is a precious gift, and if the noblest of our faculties, reason, is set to the task of knowing God, then the gift of speech may become a means of grace to others, a channel through which the knowledge of God may be communicated. The way to present Christ. God gave men eyes that they might behold wondrous things out of His law. He gave them the hearing ear that they might listen to His message, spoken by the living preacher. He gave men the talent of speech, that they might present Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Means of exalting sacred themes. He who teaches the Word of God should cultivate his powers of speech, that the sacred themes upon which he dwells may be presented in the very best manner, that the precious golden oil may cause his lamp to reflect clear and distinct rays. The truth should lose none of its power and attractive loveliness because of the channel through which it is communicated. We should seek to cultivate the purest, highest, noblest qualifications that we may rightly represent the sacred, holy character of the work and cause of God. The advancement of His glory. Your speech is a talent given you by God, not for your amusement, but for God's service, to be used for the advancement of His glory by being rightly employed. A power in the winning of souls. There is great pathos and music in the human voice, and if the learner will make determined efforts, he will acquire habits of talking and singing that will be to him a power to win souls to Christ. Privilege of speech. Christians are to be Christ-like in their earnest desire to save souls. They should regard it as the highest honor to be enlisted in Christ's army. They should thank God for the privilege of using the talent of speech to win souls to Christ. They should look upon no privilege as more precious than that of imparting to others the knowledge they have received. Salvation for your neighbors. Church members, let the light shine forth. Let your voices be heard in humble prayer, in witness against intemperance, the folly and the amusements of this world, and in the proclamation of the truth for this time. Your voice, your influence, your time, all these are gifts from God and are to be used in winning souls to Christ. Visit your neighbors and show an interest in the salvation of their souls. Arouse every spiritual energy to action. Tell those whom you visit that the end of all things is at hand. The Lord Jesus Christ will open the door of their hearts and will make upon their minds lasting impressions. Your warm, fervent words will convince them that you have found the pearl of great price. Let your cheerful, encouraging words show that you have certainly found the higher way. Purity of language. As you seek to draw others within the circle of His love, let the purity of your language, the unselfishness of your service, the joyfulness of your demeanor, bear witness to the power of His grace. Give to the world so pure and righteous a representation of Him that men shall behold Him in His beauty. Manner of speaking, a representation of Christ. From the light I have had, the ministry is a sacred and exalted office, and those who accept this position should have Christ in their hearts and manifest an earnest desire to represent Him worthily before the people in all their acts, in their dress, in their speaking, and even in their manner of speaking. God's mouthpiece. The messenger who bears the word of life to a perishing world is bound to speak the truth. The Lord Jesus is by his side, ready to enlarge the narrow confines of human knowledge, that all may see that the teacher is presenting the gift of imperishable wealth to all who will believe on Christ. There is power in Christ to redeem the mental and moral character, and to mold the man after the divine likeness. Need of tact and telling of the Savior. Wherever we are, we should watch for opportunities of speaking to others of the Savior. If we follow Christ's example in doing good, hearts will open to us as they did to Him. Not abruptly, but with tact born of divine love, we can tell them of Him who is the chiefest among 10,000, and the one altogether lovely. This is the very highest work in which we can employ the talent of speech. It was given to us that we might present Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior. Right expression in words of truth. To learn to tell convincingly and impressively that which one knows is of especial value to those who desire to be workers in the cause of God. The more expression we can put into the words of truth, the more effective these words will be on those who hear. A proper presentation of the Lord's truth is worthy of our highest effort. Hope to the soul. He who is your neighbor is to be earnestly sought for and labored for. Is he ignorant? Let your communication make him more intelligent. Is he downcast and discouraged? Let your words speak hope to his soul. By the influence of words spoken from a heart full of love, the discouraged ones may become trophies of grace, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Thoughts suggested by God. If you will only follow on to know the Lord and do his bidding, you will know by your experience that God will suggest thoughts to you as you attempt to speak words to those who are around you, to restrain them from doing wrong, and to point out to them the way of life. Tender words, not harsh. Talk to souls in peril and get them to behold Jesus upon the cross, dying to make it possible for him to pardon. Talk to the sinner with your own heart overflowing with a tender, pitying love of Christ. Let there be deep earnestness, but not a harsh, loud note should be heard from the one who is trying to win the soul to look and live. Christ crucified. Talk it, pray it, sing it, and it will break and win hearts. This is the power and wisdom of God to gather souls for Christ. Formal set phrases, the presentation of merely argumentative subjects, is productive of little good. The law of kindness on your lips. Find access to the people in whose neighborhood you live. As you tell them of the truth, use words of Christ-like sympathy. Utter not one unkind word. Let the love of Christ be in your hearts, the law of kindness on your lips. Gentle words as still showers. We need to have close communion with God, lest self rise up, as it did in Jehu, and we pour forth a torrent of words that are unbefitting, that are not as dew nor as the still showers which revive the withering plants. Let our words be gentle as we seek to win souls. God will be wisdom to him who seeks for wisdom from a divine source. We are to seek opportunities on every hand. We are to watch unto prayer and be ready always to give an answer to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that is in us. Lest we shall impress unfavorably one soul for whom Christ has died, we should keep our hearts uplifted to God, so that when the opportunity presents itself, we may have the right word to speak at the right time. Deeds combined with words. God desires that the bounties he has freely given to his children be communicated to those who do not possess so many temporal blessings. By this communication, by the utterance of kindly words accompanied with deeds of love, those who work for God will find entrance to hearts and win others to Christ. This part of religion we are not to forget, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.